弟兄姊妹平安。
弟兄 brothers and sisters，
我们一起来念几处圣经。
Let's turn to a few passages in the Bible。
我们在希伯来书第六章。
Let's start with Hebrews chapter 6。
希伯来书第六章九到十节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verses 9 and 10。
亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。
But beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you, and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking in this way.
第十节，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心。就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。
Verse 10. For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name, having ministered and in still ministering to the saints.
这里提到他你们所做的功，还有向他名所显的爱心。
It says here, your work and the love with which you have shown his name.
然后希伯来书第十章。
And following Hebrews chapter 10,
十章二十二节到二十四节
verses 22 through 24.
二十二节
verse 22.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Verse 22, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
23节，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
24节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
这边也提到爱心和行善，就是好的工作哈，就是神的神所悦纳的一些工作哈。
It says here in verse 24, love and good deeds, and good deeds are like a work that pleases the Lord.
然后再看希伯来书十三章二十到二十一节。
Following Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21.
二十节，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血，使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样
verse 20. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord.
二十一节，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
这边也提到各样善事，就是 good work, 就各样的善事。
And it says here in verse 21, equip you in every good thing to do his will.
The good thing, 他有的翻 good things, 就是好的事情，这里是好，有的翻是 good work, 就是好的工作，善事。
And so our translation says good thing, and some other translations will say good work. Or
我们有些祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
父啊，我们来到你的面前，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, as we gather before you, we ask that you would be merciful to us.
让我们看见我们弟兄姊妹彼此做圣徒，让我们一起彼此能够激励激发我们的爱心，能够勉励行善。
As we see the fellow saints gather together, may we encourage one another to do all the good work that you have set before us.
我们感谢你， 愿你真是纪念这段时间让我们在主的话语里面有更多的交通。
We ask that you would watch over this time, that we would have a good fellowship.
让我们能够在爱中彼此建立让神得到更多的荣耀。
That in love we would continue to build each other up, that the Lord receive all the glory.
今天要交通这个爱心和行善的事。
Today, we'd like to share about love and good work.
刚念到的希伯来书有第六章十节和十章二十四节里面都提到这两件事情。
And so two of the sections that we just read in Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 10, and chapter 10, verse 24, both mention love and work.
那我们来看看他这个这两节圣经他提到的时候那个工作和爱心他的顺序不太一样。
And so these two verses, the order of these words is a little different sometimes.
在六章十节的里头呢他提到那个所做的工和爱心。
It says in chapter 6 verse 10, it says, your work and the love.
他先提到这个工作然后再提到这个爱心。
So in chapter 6 verse 10, it first mentions work and then it talks about love.
那这边讲到这两件事情呢 是指的在六章前一节和六章九节里面讲到的这些强过这些的事情或者是说有的翻译是说更好的事情。
So in verse 9,It says, Beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you.
Yeah, 就是讲到那些这工作和爱心呢是六章九节里面提到的这个更好的事情。
And so the work and love in mentioned verse 10 are the better things that are discussed in chapter
9. 和这个救恩有关的。
And they're related to salvation.
那也就是说我们按着他的名然后为着基督的荣耀所做的事情。
And so, according to his name and for his glory, the work that we do.
或者是因着基督的缘故呢我们向着圣徒所行的这一切。
Or, for Jesus' sake, that which we do for the saints.
那提到爱呢爱就必须像这里面提到的这些事情呢如果不是像这个从这爱心所产生的这个工作呢这一切都这个爱就显得不够完全。
So if in regards to love, if you do any of these things without love, then the manifestation of love is insufficient.
另外呢我们所做的工作呢如果不是从这个向着基督的爱心里头所显出来的呢这些工作呢也就不是能够蒙神所悦纳的。
And also, if we do work, and if it's not out of love towards the Lord, then that work we do would not be pleasing to the Lord.
那我们的神是一直做事的神。
And our God is a God who is always working.
像耶稣提到的是我父做事直到如今我也做事。
And as Lord Jesus himself has said, my father is working until now and I myself am working.
那我们就必须要分辨我们所做的工呢是要按着他的心意。
And so we have to discern whether or not our work is according to his will.
如果这些工不是按着神的心意的话呢可能只是一些死的工作带向死亡。
And if they are not done according to his will, then our works are dead works, leading unto death.
Yeah. 那六章十节的这里的他是从神的角度来看的他先提到这个工作然后再提到这个爱心。
So in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, it is spoken of from God's point of view. First he mentions work and then love.
那这边讲到呢神看重我们的工作呢但是他也不会忘记我们那个爱心所受的劳苦。
So, God sees our work and he will not forget the labor that we do out of love.
Yeah. 因为他提到神并非不公义的。
And it says here, because he is not unrighteous.
就像在帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节里面呢，保罗向着帖撒罗尼迦这些圣徒的一个祷告，他总是纪念他们的爱心和他们的劳苦。
And in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, Paul says he is always mindful of their love and works.
那这边他是他在父的面前呢，不住的纪念他们信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，和盼望他们我们主耶稣基督他所成的一切的忍耐。It
says, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
那我们看到那个十章的二十四节里头呢，他是先提到这个爱心，然后再提到这个工作。
And if we turn back to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, first it speaks of love and then good work.
要知道这个工作是爱心的一个结果。And
to understand this, we have to see that good work is a result of our love.
那爱心呢，是从我们这个充足的信心而来的。And
love is based on assurance of faith.
那和 我们所承认的一些指望,
and the confession of hope.
我们要如此的侍奉呢，才能够持续恒心。
And
can be persist. Only when we serve like this, we can be persist.
Only when we serve in this manner can we persist until the end.
Yeah. 那许多时候呢，我们。 觉得那工作，一切的工作都是属于神的哈，而不是我们的。And
so all this work belongs to the Lord, and it's not ours.
那我们先要在主里面找到这个安息，然后等候神，然后他来带头。First
we have to find rest in the Lord, and we wait upon Him, and then He will lead us.
然后我们再积极的跟随着他。And
then we will actively follow Him.
不过不凭着我们自己的肉体来行事。And
it's not prompted by our own flesh.
这样也并没有错。This
is not wrong.
然而和我们比较这两节圣经呢，到底有没有什么冲突呢，或不一样的地方呢？And
so when we compare these two verses, let's see if there are any contradictions.
让我们来看看哈，这一节。
So let's examine them.
因为主的话也是活泼有功效的，它可以能够把我们里面所想的都能够刺落破开。And
for the word of God is living and operative, and it can discern our thoughts and the intents of our heart.
那我们的工作呢，是应该按照我们这个复活的生命，然后来。 那个所有的肉体呢，都必须要致死。So
our works and services should be based on the resurrection life within us, and our flesh should be put to death.
那么我们人被造呢，也不光是来享受神所有的一切的创造。And
man was not created just to enjoy all that God had made.
我们要借着神所赐给我们的生命呢，来。 来侍奉他，来完成他所交代我们一切的工作。He
has given us life so that we can serve Him and accomplish the task that He has set before us.
像我们最近这个青少年在读这个创世纪啊，创世纪第二章里头特别提到。And
so the English ministry is currently studying Genesis, and in Genesis chapter 2 it mentions.
耶和华把人放在伊甸园里面，然后使他
Then Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it.
那这个 cultivate 或者是 to till 哈，就是修理的意思，修理这些枝子啊，可以使枝子结更多的果子。Right,
to till or to cultivate is to take care of
the branches
and the trees that are there.
那长不好的呢，就把它剪掉，然后不会白费这个养分哈。And
so these bad branches need to be trimmed off, so that they won't receive nutrition in vain.
看守呢，就是不让敌人有机会来破坏这个园子。
And to keep it or guard it is to prevent enemies from, you know, spoiling the garden.
那在一章二十八节里面也特别提到，他说你们要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地。
And in Genesis 1 verse 28 it says, God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it.
要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，因为我们人不能够单独的侍奉，要和团体，我们一起来侍奉。
It says, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, because we can't serve on our own. We have to serve together as a corporate whole.
那希伯来书十到十二节这边讲到神并非不公义，忘记我们所做的功和他为他民所显的爱心。
And it says back in Hebrews 6:10-12, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints.
因为神他不是不公义的，他忘记我们做的工作。
And he is not unjust so as to forget our work.
我们这些刚刚提到这些工作呢，是为了服侍圣徒，而且呢不断的继续的服侍。
And it says this work is having ministered and in still ministering to the saints.
所以我们对做神的工作，我们必须要殷勤哈，来奔跑这条路，直到末后的日子。
And so, as we serve Him, we have to be diligent and run the race to the very end.
让我们能够得着那摆在我们前面的盼望。
And to obtain the promise that is set before us.
那我们现在要从这个第十章里啊，在这三段圣经里面来看看我们的侍奉该如何得到神的蒙神的悦纳。
And so let's look in Hebrews chapter 10 to see how we ought to conduct ourselves in order to please the Lord when we serve Him.
十章希伯来书十章二十二到二十四节这边提到几件事情。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22 through 24 tells us a few things.
我们应当借此呢，我们来明白了解神所为我们所预定的旨意。
First, we have to understand the will that the Lord has for us.
让我们看我们如何来平衡来服侍神，来付出我们的劳力和爱心。
And then we have to balance how we work and love towards serving the Lord.
让我们看。从这几节圣经我们可以看到神他所为我们预备的是何等的丰富。
And so in these few verses we can see the fullness of what he has prepared for us.
我这边提到二十二节提到充足的信心哈。
And in verse 22 it says the full assurance of faith.
那二十三节提到这个所承认的指望。
And verse 23 tells us about the confession of our hope.
那二十四节呢提到爱心和行善。
And in verse 24, it says love and good deeds.
好，这边我们一一来看哈。先是十章二十二节。
So let's take these things one at a time. We'll start with chapter 10, verse 22.
二十二节，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心。和充足的信心来到神面前。
Let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
这边提到诚心就是真实的心，让我们来到神的面前。
So here we have a sincere heart to draw near to the Lord.
Sincere 或是 true heart. 然后这个就是指的心灵和诚实。
And this talks of having a clear conscience.
Yeah, spirit and truth.
In spirit and in truth.
我们借着以心灵诚实，我们来到神的面前，我们能够祷告，能够赞美。
So in spirit and truth, we can draw near to the Lord and pray and worship.
那耶稣基督的宝血已经把我们已经洒去我们心中的天良的亏欠，身上的污秽借着清水已经洗净。
So Lord Jesus already washed us clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with pure water.
那这边提到的 水呢是必须要那个 running water， 就是流动的水哈。
And so the water here is running water or living water.
在旧约里面特别提到哈，这些要洁净的这些水不能是那个死水哈。
And so in the Old Testament, it specifically tells us that the water used in purification must be living or flowing water.
这个流动的水就是指的这活泼神活泼而有功效的道。
And so this running water speaks of the living and working word of God.
因此呢，我们借着这个充足的信心又借着这个又新又活的路呢，能够来到进入至圣所我们来亲近神。
And so, with our faith fully assured by this living word, we can enter into the most holy place, the Holy of Holies.
在九章十四节里面也提到。
And in chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it also mentions,
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
这一节圣经这是一个 问句哈。
And so this verse is actually a question.
那个山羊和公牛的血呢，并母牛的这些灰呢，洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净。
In verse 13 it says, For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh,
那十四节就提到，更何况基督的血借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
And following verse 14, How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
所以这是神他先给我们的这一个充足的信心啊。
And so here, the Lord gives us this assurance of faith.
借着耶稣基督的宝血进入幔内，为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们能够来亲近神。
And through the blood of the Lord Jesus, we can enter through the veil, and He has opened this new and living way for us to draw near to Him.
这是神第一个所为我们预备的，这充足的信心。
And so this is the first thing that the Lord has prepared for us, this full assurance of faith.
第二件事情就是这所承认的指望。
And the second is this confession of hope.
在十章二十三节里面提到。
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 it says,
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
这是耶稣基督里面我们所有的这个活泼的盼望。
So this is the living hope that we have through our Lord Jesus.
让我们能够坚定不疑惑。
Let us stand firm and without having doubt.
并不是因为我们自己能够做什么，那是因为那应许我们的是信实的。
It's not because we can accomplish anything, but because he who promised us this is faithful.
许多时候我们越看我们自己呢，我们总是灰心沮丧。
And sometimes when we look at ourselves, we'll feel frustrated or discouraged.
我们应当转眼仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Instead, we should look to the author and finisher of our faith, our Lord Jesus.
我们才不致动摇，失志丧胆。
So that we would not be moved nor lose heart.
那么神总是把许多的弟兄姊妹呢和我们摆在一起。
And so the Lord always places us with many other brothers and sisters.
这是一个何等的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
我们能够彼此交通祷告互相的扶持
So we can have fellowship with one another, pray together and support each other.
我们彼此鼓励激发爱心来多行善事
And so we can encourage each other to show our love and to practice good works.
那我们在这条神所为我们预备的路上呢，我们并不是孤单的。
So on this path that the Lord has prepared for us, we are not alone.
我们如果自己一个人单独的行走呢，会困乏疲倦。
And it's easy to become weary or despair if we are walking alone.
我们应当记得哈，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Remember that if we hold fast to the beginning of our assurance, firm to the end, we will be able to reach the end.
这边讲到我们在基督里有份，有的其实partaker of the Christ， 或是就是 companion of Christ， 或者是说讲到我们中文翻译就是我们在基督里有份了。
Sometimes these words are translated as we will be partakers of Christ or we will be a companion of Christ.
Yeah, 就是在基督里有份的意思。
Yeah, or so to have a portion in Christ.
这是神在基督耶稣里面为我们所预备的，这是一个有福的盼望。
And this is a blessed hope that the Lord has prepared.For us in the Lord Jesus.
像那个灵魂的锚
As an anchor for the soul.
又坚固又牢靠且通入幔内
It is both secure and firm that we can enter through the veil.
这是第二点这是我们有福的盼望
And this is the second point, the confession of hope.
那第三点讲到爱心和行善的事
And the third point we have is love and good works.
十章二十四节讲到，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And Hebrews 10 verse 24, let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
那个讲到爱呢，这个爱并不是天生在我们里头就有的。
And so when we talk about love, love may not be something that we have within us naturally.
我们要彼此的相顾，然后激发爱心。
So we need to encourage one another and stir each other up to love.
在启示录里面有讲到主给这个以弗所书的教会的信里面的说到。
In the book of Revelations, there was a letter to the church at Ephesus.
在第二章启示录第二章四到五节。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 verses 4 and 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Verse 4, but I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
起初的爱心就是 first love. 那第五节讲到，所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Beginning of verse 5, therefore remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first.
这边讲到起初所行的事就是 first work.
And so, in chapter 2 verse 4 we have first love and here the deeds you did at first then we have our first work.
所以这边提到两件事情起初的爱还有起初的工作。
So here we see, the first love and first work.
我们要能够恢复我们所起初的工作呢，先得恢复我们起初的爱心。
So in order to restore or return back to our first works, we first have to go back to our first love.
那关于这一点呢，我底下有列了几点，我们可以彼此的勉励哈。
So on this point, I have a few points that we can share with one another.
第一点就是要爱神。
First is to love God.
然后第二点是爱众人。
The second is to love one another.
然后 讲到第三点，讲到做神的工。
The third point we have is doing God's work.
第四点呢，讲到让十字架的工作能够坐在我们里头。
And the last point, the fourth point, is to let the work of the cross work in us.
讲到第一点，这个爱神呢，我们可以从约翰福音二十一章里头，当这个主被钉在十字架上之后呢，他还没有升天之前，他找到了这个彼得他们啊，他们在彼得带了几个门徒一起在那边打鱼。
So, on the first point, loving God, we have in John, before the Lord went up to heaven, he went and found several of the disciples, including Peter, who had taken these disciples and had went and gone fishing.
耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John,Do you love me more than these?
彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And Peter said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
And Jesus said to him, Tend my lambs.
那然后第二次呢，主又说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
And then a second time, the Lord said, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And Peter said to the Lord, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。
And the Lord Jesus said to him, Shepherd, my sheep.
那第三次呢，主又说，说你爱我吗？
And a third time, Lord Jesus said, Do you love me?
那彼得，因为第三次对他说你爱我吗，他就里面有点忧愁。
And so Peter was grieved, because the Lord asked him three times, Do you love me?
他就对主说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
And so he replied to the Lord, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
耶稣就说，你喂养我的羊。
And Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep.
那主要把这个喂养和牧养的这事情呢，这责任呢，托付给彼得。
And so the Lord wanted to assign these tasks of feeding and shepherding the sheep to Paul.
所以三次问他说，问彼得说，你爱我吗？
And so he asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
我想在这里主是要提醒彼得，他要能够承担神所托付的工作呢，先要有个爱主的心。
And so I believe that the Lord was reminding Peter that in order to bear the tasks that he has given to us, he has to remind us ofOur love for God first.
如果我们爱主的工作呢，过于爱主自己的时候呢，那这个爱呢，这个侍奉呢，就显得不够完全啊。
If we love the work of the God more than we love God Himself, then our motive for the work is incomplete and not pure.
那另外在约翰一书里面有。多次提到，许多经节都提到这个主的爱，爱神如何来爱神啊。
And so in 1 John there are many verses that talk about how we ought to love the Lord.
二章五节。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 5.
凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。
But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected.
我们不光是要认识。明白主的话，而且要能够来遵行。
Not only do we need to know God's word, but we have to follow it, obey it.
我们如此，那个爱主的心才能够在我们里面得到完全。
And in this way, the love of God is complete within us.
另外，在约翰一书四章七节里头也提到。
In 1 John chapter 4 verse 7.
他说，我们都应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生并且认识神。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
刚提到我们爱心不是与生俱来的，乃是要借着对神的认识，然后和弟兄姊妹能够彼此互相的激励，然后我们才能够来爱神。
So we said before that love doesn't come naturally to us. It needs to be stirred up. Through the brothers and sisters, we have to encourage one another to love the Lord.
另外在约翰一书四章十二节里面也提到。
And in the same chapter, 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, it says,
从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
这里勉励我们要彼此相爱，所以特别是在我们弟兄姊妹当中，我们要彼此相爱，如此爱神的心才能够完全。
So this verse encourages us to love one another, especially the fellow brothers and sisters. Only then may love be completed within us.
然后四章二十节里面也提到。
And also in 1 John 4, verse 20.
人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
那爱心呢，要从我们所看得见的周围，我们的弟兄姊妹们来做起。
Love has to begin, from those that are around us.
那我们如此，我们才能够来爱我们的神。
And only thus can we love our Lord.
另外在五章一节也提到。
Also in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1.
凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生。凡爱生他之神的也必爱从神生的。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And whoever loves the Father loves a child born of him.
我们得着神的生命呢是从信而来的。
So the life that we receive from God is obtained through belief.
我们有同样有神生命的人呢，我们才能够彼此相爱。
And only those of us who have the same life can love one another.
所以爱神呢和爱弟兄姊妹们，这个是息息相关的。
And so loving the fellow saints and loving God are related.
Closely
related.
这是第一点，我们来学习这个来爱神。第二点呢，我们提到爱众人。
And so this is the first point of loving God. And the second point we'll talk about is loving one another.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章十二节提到。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12.
又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
May the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, just as we also do for you.
我们要弟兄姊妹彼此相爱，然后我们能够来爱其他的人。这个我们的这个心呢，爱众人的心才能够继续的增长。
And so, first we must love one another, and then we can love other people, and so.Our heart of love will grow in this way.
在彼得后书一章七节里面也提到。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 7, it also mentions,
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
那彼得在这里呢，他谈到如何的与神的性情有份，那他最终的目的是要能够有爱众人的心。
And so in here, when Peter talks about partaking in God's divine nature, his goal at the end is to love others.
另外呢，在彼得前书四章里头第七节第八节也提到。
Also in 1 Peter.Chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
万物的结局尽了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
这边彼得特别劝我们要能够警醒祷告。
Here, Peter reminds us to be sober and pray.
祷告, 是大有功效的,
and prayer has a great effect.
我们许多的爱心是从我们在彼此的代祷中激发出来的。
And a lot of times, love is shown through our prayer for each other.
我们不光是爱弟兄姐妹，更是要爱众人的心。
And so we are to not only love the brothers and sisters, but to love all people.
我们单独做基督徒呢，我们生活的范围有限。
Being a Christian,
alone.
We may feel alone.
No, we being Christian alone.
Being a Christian alone, we will not have as much effect on the world around us.
那我们唯有借着和弟兄姊妹一起的。 寻求一起的祷告呢，才会激发我们里面的爱心，勉励行善。
And only through prayers with the brothers and sisters, can we encourage one another to love and do good works.
我们南区我们每个礼拜二都也有祷告哈，这边在教会这边也有祷告。我想，我们借着祷告，我们能够常常经历到我们许多我们自己靠自己我们不会接触到的一些事情哈。
And so the South Group has every Tuesday a prayer meeting, and the North Group also gathers here at the church building. And so through this corporate prayer, we can experience things that we ourselves may not have contact with.
所以这祷告是大有功效的，我们参与的人大家都能够有很好的见证。
And so we know, all those of us that have gathered for the prayer meeting know that prayer has a great effect.
然后呢，第三点，我们讲到来做神的工。And
the third point, doing God's work.
在哥林多前书第三章里面提到，神来基督来立了这个根基哈，我们必须在上头来建造。
In 1 Corinthians 3, we see that Christ has laid a foundation and we are building up on it.
那有人用金银宝石来建造,
and some use gold, silver, or precious stones to build.
有人用草木和楔来建造,
and some build with wood, hay, or straw.
那最后呢, 这些工程要显露, 然后有火发现, 要试验个人的工程。
And each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
那个他的工程呢，如果能够存得住呢，才能够得到赏赐。
And if any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward.
这边提到神给每一个人有不同的托付。And
so here, God has given each person a different burden.
那我们要清楚明白神的心意呢，然后努力来用心的来完成我们所托付的。
So we have to clearly know what God's will for us is and to work diligently on it.
另外在提摩太后书三章里面特别提到圣经是神所默示的与教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的教书神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
所以圣经它的目的也就是要我们属神的人可以完全能够来行各样的善事。So
that the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work.
我们许多的时候呢，我们爱主的工作呢，过于主他自己。
Sometimes we may love God's work more than God Himself.
那这样子的话，有的时候呢，你做一件事情呢，你要持续呢，非常的会比较困难哈。So
therefore, a lot of times we may start a work, and we will find that continuing in it becomes very difficult.
那有的时候呢，你一直做了，要停下来不容易啊。And
as you work on it, you'll find that it's difficult to stop as well.
那我们必须常回到主的面前来寻求他的心意，要不然我们所做的便得不到神的喜悦。
So we need to return to the Lord to seek His will. Otherwise, the service will not be pleasing to Him.
So we need to know that our Lord Himself is our purpose of service.
And so we have to see that the Lord Himself is the purpose of our service.
Let's
not lose sight of this.
那最后要讲到这个, 让十字架的工作能够坐在我们里头。
Finally, our last point is, let the work of the cross continue working in us.
我们不仅做神的工呢, 也要让十字架的工作来坐在我们里面。
So while we are doing God's work, we also have to let the work of the cross work within us.
这样才能够来改变我们, 然后我们才能够真正成为神合用的器皿。
And only then will we truly be transformed into a vessel useful for the Lord.
那希伯来书13章20节到21节里面 特别也提到,
In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, it specifically says,
但愿是平安的神, 就是那平安的神, 永约之血使群羊的大牧人我主耶稣从死里复活的神在各样善事上成全你们叫你们遵行他的旨意又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远阿们。Hebrews
chapter 13 verse 20 21 Now the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant even Jesus our Lord equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
21节讲到 every good things, 或者是翻译成 every good work.
It says in verse 21, every good thing, which is can also be translated as every good work.
就是所有的善功上, 愿神来存钱我们, 让我们能够来所行, 神所喜悦的事, 来归荣耀给他。
So it is equipping us to do every good work in His will so that our work would be pleasing to Him.
所以当我们有了这充足的信心呢，让我们持定那所承认的指望，然后彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Having therefore this full assurance of faith, let us hold fast our confession of hope and to provoke one another to love and good works until the end.
直到末日, 那,
until the end, for He is faithful who has promised us.
最后呢,我自己有一个见证,
Finally, I have this my own testimony.
这不是很好的见证,
it's not a good testimony? Not a great testimony.
那, 我的姊妹她比较用心，她每个礼拜呢，她总是想要礼拜五查经的时候要做些什么东西带来。So
my wife is more diligent, and every Friday as we gather for the Bible study, she'll want to prepare a little something to eat to bring.
所以呢，那 weekday 的时候，我们就必须她就特别注意这些所有的那个。 超市里面的广告啊，哪些东西减价，哪些东西好，他就去买来哈。And
so she spends the week looking in all the circulars and advertisements to see which supermarket has a sale, and we can buy something to bring.
那前一天晚上呢，就有的东西要先泡哈，有的东西要先腌一下呢，这前一天晚上就要先准备好。
And so the night before, you know, certain things you might need to soak or to steam, and you have to prepare before.
那第二天呢，要把东西放到锅里面煮哈。
And then the next day, you will have to put it in a pot to boil.
那不是所有东西通通倒进去就可以了，要有的东西要硬比较硬呢，你要先焖锅呢，先把它焖一下哈。
And it's not you just throw everything in a pot and you boil it. Certain things that might be harder. You might need to steam them first.
然后最后呢，再混在一起，再煮哈。And
then finally, you would mix them all together and.
那然后要切切弄弄的，有些准备一些料啊，调一些料啊，这个往往一弄就是一个大半天就过去了。
And some things you might need to cut, and you have to adjust like the flavors, And preparing all this, and most of the day is already gone.
最后呢，我必须要把这些锅子呢从楼上搬到楼下，然后搬到车里头去。
And so at the end, I just have to take the pot and put it, bring it downstairs and put it in the car.
那我心里面常常就有些不情愿哈。
And so in my heart, sometimes I feel a little
not willing.
Unwilling to.
因为想想年纪也不小了哈，然后搬着那么重的东西上上下下。
And I think, you know, I'm getting older and carrying these heavy pots up and down the stairs.
那这一阵子呢，主把这两节经文呢摆在我里头。
And so recently, the Lord put these two verses in my heart.
那把我里面那些光景都显露出来哈。
And it revealed my condition in me.
那我们虽然有在这些小事情上。能够与神有份哈。
So in these small things, to have a portion with the Lord.
然而心里面仍然有一些低估，有些埋怨哈。Sort of murmuring.
And so if in these small things in our hearts we reveal that we have some murmurings or complaints.
那实在求神光照哈，光照我们里面。
And so we ask the Lord to shine His light within us.
让我们所做的是真是出于爱神的心
，so that we would see that all that we do is truly out of a heart of love for the Lord，
能够荣耀我们的神
，and to give glory to Him，
或者要凭着我们凭着借着耶稣基督哈来行这些爱众人的事哈
，and through the Lord Jesus。We will be able to love all people.
因为唯有如此哈，我们不然我们一切所做的呢都算不上数。
And only in this way, all that we do would be actually counted.
最后接着贴上了一家后书二章十六十七节，我们做一个结束。
Now let's conclude by turning to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神安慰你们的心并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们
Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word
我们再有些祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
愿主耶稣基督的父和爱我们的神施恩将那永远的安慰并活泼的盼望赐给我们
We pray that our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father who has loved us be gracious to us and give us eternal comfort and living hope
让我们能够彼此相顾激发爱心勉励行善归荣耀给神
That we may consider one another provoking each other to love and good workAnd bring glory to God.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's hear our prayer in the Lord Jesus' holy name. We pray, Amen.
那时间比较还很多时间哈。我想刚刚那个弟兄选的这个诗歌蛮好的，能够再带我们唱一下。
And so we have a lot of time left. So I really enjoyed the hymn that our brother chose. So we'll ask him to lead us in singing again.